بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا أتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتقاضاه فأخلظ له. Still in this chapter of business principles. Today this is made a big issue in university degrees a person gets and goes and study in university, how to do business. And all this, if we really study, they have taken it from the principles which Islam has taught, which Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught. For example, one great virtue is of a person who comes and buy from you and is not happy with what he has bought and he returns it to you and you take it back happily. It comes in the hadith that that person on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will set him free. As he set that person free of that sale, Allah will set him free of all his obligations to Allah Ta'ala. A friend of ours in Gaborone's Botswana explained, and he was a person which I know personally who had absolutely nothing, and today Allah has made him a very, very wealthy person. It was a rule in his shop that if anybody buys something and returns it, that person is not happy with that sale, then accept it back happily. So on a Saturday morning, a black lady who had bought a radio came back with the radio and returned it. The salesman came up to him in his office and asked him that they want to return it. He said, you know our rule, that we must accept it back happily. But he says, we can see it has been used. The signs of usage are on it. He said, doesn't matter, accept it. He accepted. That lady was so happy. She said she had no money left to buy her groceries, her basic necessities. And she sat on the steps of the shop outside, and in a very loud voice she was telling everyone, buy only from this shop. This shopkeeper is a very good person. So that will be the best advertisement for a person. So in any, and it's also sad that we see in many Jewish shops a clear board is put up that anyone wants to return goods, we will accept it back happily, only with certain conditions, your pay slip, etc. The package must be in order. And in Muslim shops, we see clearly it's written that once goods have been bought, they will not be accepted back again. So we are going against our teachings, and those who took the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are flourishing, while we abandon our own teachings of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, a person came, he was a Bedouin, and a Bedouin, the people who live in the village, etc., they are very rough in their speech. They don't have etiquette usually, and they are quite, they speak loudly, and they use very rude words. So he came to Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yataqadahu, and he was demanding the payment back. That is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had loaned something from him, a camel, and now he was demanding it, though it wasn't the time yet for the payment. But this is how the nature of people are. فَأَغْلَظَ لَهُ, and he used very rude and harsh words also. فَهَمَّ بِهِ أَصْحَابُهُ, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum thought that they will teach him a lesson. How can he speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like this, in this rude, harsh words, and raising his voice like that? فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, دَعُوهُ فَإِنَّ لِصَاحِبِ الْحَقِّ مَقَالًا, leave him, let him say what he wants to. A person who has got a right of demand, he has the right to use such words. That was the great character, magnanimous character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though payment was still not due, etc., but he understood the temperament and nature of a person who has to collect his right and his money. So he said, he has the right to speak like that, leave him, let him speak. ثُمَّ قَالَ, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أُعُتُوهُ سِنًّا مِثْلَ سِنِّهِ, give him a camel, the like which he wants to, the similar camel that he wants, that he deserves, that he, it is right. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَا نَجِدُ إِلَّا أَمْثَلْ مِنْ سِنِّهِ, they said, O Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we do not have any camel like his camel, which we have to pay him, but we only have a better camel, of a higher quality and standard. قَالْ أَعْتُوهُ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَكُمْ أَحْسَنُكُمْ قَضَاءً, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no problem. Give him the camel that was even better. For the best amongst you are those when they pay their debt, they pay it in a very good way. That is, they give something extra also. Over and above what is due to the person, they give him more than that also. So that is one great teaching also, which we just cannot, because of the love of dunya and greed of dunya that is so much in us, we cannot make room for these teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن جابر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said رحم الله رجلا سمحا إذا باع وإذا اشترى وإذا اقتضى. May Allah have the mercy on that person who shows leniency, who shows softness and kindness when he buys, when he sells, and when he has to make demand of the payment. But then in that he has got kindness, leniency, etc. That Allah will show mercy to that person. In the previous chapters we had read that how our treatment should be to our workers, our subordinates. Here we are shown further business practices that we should adopt. وعن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه قال حضرت أبو قتادة رضي الله عنه said سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying من سره أن ينجيه الله من كرب يوم القيامة. A person who will be pleased that Allah must relieve him and save him from the hardships and torments of the day of Qiyamah, فلينفس عن معسرين أو يدع عنه. Then a person who is in a difficult plight, he should make it easy for that person, give him room, give him breathing space, or he should relieve him totally of his debt. For example, somebody is owing you money, you know he's in difficult condition, he cannot pay at the moment, don't push him down further and make him sell his things and close his shop up also, but give him time, give him space. And if you can, if you are, your wealth is such and your business can carry on, overlook that loan and forgive him also. Allah Ta'ala will show great mercy on such a person on the day of Qiyamah. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said كان الرجل يدايع الناس. There was a person whose business was, he used to give loans to people, take loans, give loans, etc. وَكَانَ يَقُولْ لِفَتَاهُ. And he used to tell his children and his workers, إِذَا أَتَيْتَ مُعْسِرًا فَتَجَاوَزْ عَنْهُ. When somebody comes to you who is in a difficult plight and he's got financial problems, genuine, not only on the other side, today, unfortunately, this also has become common. People bring themselves in a problem. Other people just make excuses just to extract money from people. They say we have got this problem, that problem, and they just they are lying and they just want to take advantage of people. But where a person is genuine, he is in difficulty, فَتَجَاوَزْ عَنْهُ, then overlook that person. لَعَلَّ اللَّهُ أَن يَتَجَاوَزَ عَنَّا. That it is highly hoped, it is sure that Allah will overlook our matters on the day of Qiyamah. فَلَقِيَ اللَّهُ فَتَجَاوَزَ عَنْهُ. That person passed away and Allah overlooked and forgave him all his sins. So these are great business principles. They are our teachings, but very sadly we don't conduct our businesses according to that. And because of that, we don't see that barakat. We work our fingers to the nail. We work 24/7. But yet we have financial problems. We haven't got ease. When business was done like that, people were free and they had lot of barakat also, and there was goodness in what they had earned. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.